Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
With
La Crush Hearts.
Everybody knows me.
Everybody knows little old me. And if you don't, well, welcome to a place to find out. This is the Fantasy Limelight. I am your host, La Crush Hearts, and it is brick out here in New York City. I'm just going to, just had to get that off my chest. It's out here. The winter's here. A few days till Valentine's Day. Yay! All that good stuff. Brand new first official episode of the Fantasy Limelight. I want to thank everyone for supporting us so far. We've had a wonderful time. Yesterday I did not do my show. Something came up, had technical difficulties, so I could not do my show yesterday. But I did do a mini show Monday, Musically Inclined. I was not able to get my guest on air. I was doing my phone on location pretty much through mobile apps and stuff. So I wasn't able to give you out a full extent. But today is a brand new day. We're starting over. To an extent, we're starting over with a brand new spirit. Let's put it that way, a brand new spirit. It's only the middle week. It's Happy Hump Day. It's Wednesday. We got a featured guest here coming to the limelight. We're going to shine on Diamonds, a hip-hop duo out of Canada, I believe. So we're going to find out more about them, what they're up to. We're going to hear some of their music. And I just can't wait to just get right into it. I'm sorry I'm talking like that. I just can't wait to get right into it. How about that? You can hit us up on Facebook at WRPF Radio. Also, we're on Twitter at Faux Fan Radio. You can hit me up at LaCrush. Heart, LaKrush. And don't forget our website, www.fullfantasyradio.com. Shout out to Charisma. Made it back to the NYC, but she did not bring no heat with her. Just got colder. It just got colder when she came. So shout out to my girl, Charisma, for finally making it back to the NYC. Shout out to my friend Lee. He's going to do a couple of, he's going to do a couple of mixes for us. I'm trying to get him, trying to talk him into doing that. See, you know, he's going to show us his skills, his skill is. We're trying to even hook it up maybe live or something like that. You know, do a live mix show. See what I can offer y'all this year. I told y'all, quit slacking and make it happen. Try all new things. I've been talking to some other people, trying to get on location and do a show, maybe at a barbershop. Or a beauty salon or something like that. So I got big plans for Faux Fantasy Radio this year. So bear with me, stick with me, follow me, like me, all that, bookmark me, all that. Remember, you can listen live at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. That's where we're officially at. You can check out the archive shows. You can check out the latest shows coming up, all that good time. Make a free account. And get all that good information, once again, at blogtalkradio.com. So, without further ado, let me go ahead and jump into some music, and we come back. I need to talk a little bit more, so let me jump into some music.
Montana, Bobby French Montana from the block. Can I hit it in the mountains? From South Bronx, home of the original class. LV logo, even on chains.
Ten full straight face, you remember?
Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a summer gym concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by Ari, she want a shot call. I'm a dude with a baller. Shot call, I could tell by Ari, she want a shot call. I'm a dude with a baller. Shot call, I could tell by Ari, she want a shot call.
Bippin' in the lap, three in the back, two if you fat, pimpin' is a fact.
fresh up out the street, hop, jump to the top. I'll be French Montana from duck the block. Went solo on the ass, solo on the ass. Old white navy blue polo with the ass. I go round, like a thunder dragon from South Bronx, home of the original class. Just another cake, digging in the crate. Empty out the tool, they was filling them with hate. Living life fast, get mine on speedboat. Smoke the weed like a slave god.
Backstage at a summer gym
conference.
Yeah, like Rihanna, shooting game was awesome. Tell by all, if she want a shot call. I'm a team with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all, if she want a shot call. I'm a team with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all, if she want a shot call.
Back on the scene, crispy and clean. LV logo, even on the chain. Gonna be funny style with the funky, funky style. I do a fresh style, I let the money pal. She don't wanna talk, cause she seen the top out. Call me Pimp Homicide, let her jump out. Feel the texture, rumble on weapon. Stand on my own, not who I stand next to. Can I hit it in the morning? For sure, I'll be pimping like a pound. All the bad bitches now when the money hit the floor. Let's pick it up,
break it up.
Potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a summer gym conference. Hair like Rihanna, shooting game was awesome. Tell by all, if she want a shot call. On the team with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all, if she want a shot call. On the team with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all, if she want a shot call. Tell you got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a summer gym conference. Hair like Rihanna, shooting game was awesome. Tell by all, if she want a shot call. On the team with a baller, shot call, I can tell by all if she want a shot caller. Be with a baller, shot call, I can tell by all if she want a shot caller.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. I never went nowhere, what they saying, Luda's back. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like strippers' booties go. My verses still be serving, tight like a million versions. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South champion. Cause all I do,
all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there.
My low low, head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed traffic, you know, make me pull that vocal. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
All
you riding the
what?
Cause we riding the night. Now you riding with me cause you wasn't riding.
All
no
I do
right,
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there.
Kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, dope being sold, Snoopy in the hoopie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, Bust to my purse them up, floss them up, toss them up, hard away, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, fresh you up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track, hit the lick, hit it back, get the trick, jump the track. Bitch, I want my money back, time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody's hands go up. And they stay there.
Many businesses fail before they are started, from the lack of resources or something as simple as not having a plan. We at Dreams Woven Support Network are here to guide you and help you sharpen your vision as you move forward in business. The time is now for you to create the life you want and to leave a legacy that your family can be proud of. To discover just how $8.97 a month will be the best investment you make for your business, we invite you to listen to a free call at www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org.
Wow, welcome back. Shout out to Catherine Waddell from the Dreams Woven Support Network. She was our special guest last Wednesday, the last leg of Quit Slacking and Make It Happen 3-day event. So shout out to her. Go ahead and check it out. I'm part of the network. I know what I'm supposed to tell you. I told you. I'm a part of the network, and so far it has helped me get through such a stressful week. There's such, you know, a small network of individuals that are like-minded, trying to improve professionally and get things going. So, you know, everybody needs some support. Everybody needs somebody to encourage them, lift them up, and somebody to talk to that can relate to some of the stress and some of the, you know, wonderful experiences you have as trying to be an entrepreneur or, you know, improve on your business thus far. So by all means, visit us at www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org and check out the free call. It's really awesome. Like us on Facebook as well, Dreams Woven Support Network. In just a few minutes, we have our Fantasy Limelight feature, Diamonds, hip-hop duo out of Canada. They'll be joining us, and we'll be getting all up in their business, getting to know them and their music, and I'm just excited because they will be my official, they'll be my official, they'll be my official first guest for the Fantasy Limelight, as this is the first episode for the new season of the Fantasy Limelight. If you are interested in being featured in the Fantasy Limelight, by all means, shoot me an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com and let me know what it is that you do. You may want to share some links, a mini bio, and I will, you know, if I have the time and you fit the criteria, then you can be right here and I can be interviewing you and sharing with my listeners your awesomeness. Bottom line. So once again, that's phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. We're also accepting submissions from R&B, hip-hop, pop, reggae, spoken word. If you are indie artist and you want your music played right here on Phone Fantasy Radio, by all means, shoot me the MP3. If it's hot, I will play it. That's the bottom line. I'm not discriminating, equal opportunity radio station, and that's how I roll. Anyway, in just a few minutes, once again, we'll have our featured guest, Diamond. That number, 805-830-8320. Press that one. Right now, we're going to play one more song, and we'll come back with my special guest. You're tuned into the Fantasy Limelight with LaCrush Hearts on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Yo, what's up? Know my brother. Not today, I'm on my way somewhere. Huh? Let me tell you a little story, man. What happened to me not that long ago, y'all? Let me stop. See, I was looking for God at my grandmama's house. Underneath the cushions on the couch, I look all around, side to side, up and down. That man was nowhere to be found. So I called my grandmama on the phone, said, old lady, you best get home, 'cause God ain't where you said he would be, and there's something that I really need to speak with him about immediately. She said, boy, tell granny what's wrong. Is there something I can do? I said, big mama, now it's a sensitive issue, and Lord knows I don't want to worry you, but I need somebody to talk to. It has been 26 years, 17 days, been to 5 different prisons, got 2 babies on the way, and they say it'll be a waste of time to pray, seeing that I'm going to hell anyway. It done been 26 years, 17 days, been to 5 different prisons, got 2 babies on the way, and they say it'll be a waste of time to pray, seeing that I'm going to hell anyway. Yeah, I done smoked weed with the best of y'all, shot it all the rest of y'all. My heart hurt like an old man with high cholesterol. Preachers say that I'm the dirtiest dude he ever saw. Shouldn't even be living, and he a Christian. Should have been dead like 17 times from 17 crimes I committed. Took them all to trial and got acquitted. Left waving my middle finger in the air, whispered in the prosecutor's ear.
Yeah,
I done stole everything from dreams to wedding rings, auctioned off my soul for material things. But lately it's been kind of bothering me. I guess that turtle always catches up with the rabbit eventually.
It's been 26 years, 17 days, been to 5 different prisons, got 2 babies on the way, and they say it'll be a waste of time to pray, seeing that I'm going to hell anyway. It's been 26 years, 17 days, been to 5 different prisons, got 2 babies on the way, and they say it'll be a waste of time to pray, seeing that I'm going to hell anyway.
Somebody cares for you, somebody does, yo.
Somebody loves you, baby.
Ooh, 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 my promise.
Oh, 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 somebody loves you, baby.
'Cause it ain't no further, still a chance, still a way.
Welcome back. Once again, you're tuned into the Fantasy Limelight. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and we are ready to just jump into the action, because right now, on air, live, and if you want to say the studio, okay, we have hip-hop duo Diamonds, who is officially here for the Fantasy Limelight. Y'all my first official guest for the Limelight, so thank you so much for being here. Can I get a little clap here? Yeah.
It's an honor. Thank you for having us. Thank you so much
for being here. Okay, first and foremost, please tell me your names.
Yeah, I'm JC Redline. I'm from one half of Diamonds.
And I go by the name of Mike T.
Mike T. Oh, so you're the one who hit me up earlier. Okay. So y'all have you have a website, Diamonds Are Forever. Are y'all new to the scene, or y'all just coming out? What's going on?
We've been doing music as Diamonds for about just over a year now.
Really?
Officially as Diamonds. Yeah. We released our first mixtape back in September, Genesis,
mm-hmm.
on September 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then here we are now.
That is awesome, because y'all made a lot of headway in just over a year now.
We've been working hard.
I've been doing my research. I've seen y'all making really big moves out there. I mean, some people would take it 5 years to get what y'all doing out there. Please tell everybody where you're from.
Yeah, so we're from Toronto, Canada, actually.
Toronto, Canada. Never been there. Yeah. Ooh, how's the weather? Never
mind. Oh, it's cold. Way too cold.
Yeah. Probably not much better than New York right now.
Really? I don't know. I was in Syracuse. That's the closest I've gotten to y'all. And that was the pit. So I can just imagine what y'all get up there. Y'all can have that. I'm not about
just
that life.
Hibernation season right now.
Yeah.
I'm not about that life. I can't do that. But, yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Okay, so you're in Canada. Toronto. Can I ask this? How has you being in Canada influenced your sound from, you know, the U.S. hip-hop scene?
As in opposed to the U.S.
hip-hop scene? I mean, I'm sure you listen to, you know, United States, you know, music. Like, what's different with your style?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, obviously, if you're thinking about Canadian hip-hop right now, the mm-hmm. biggest name that often people kind of throw in there, obviously Drake,
mm-hmm.
Doing big things for Toronto right now. And, mm-hmm. I mean, to speak on, I guess, the differentiation between the two,
mm-hmm.
I think one big thing with Canada is that it's not necessarily one specific niche market. And I think that's one thing that a lot of artists have been able to take advantage of, being able to take sounds, you know, sounds like Drake or sounds like Justin Bieber or sounds like Celine Dion. Like, you have all these different eclectic, different types of sounds and music. And I think that's kind of one thing that Canada really has
mm-hmm.
up north. You know, we're a huge country, so from east to west, there's so many different sounds. And being able to really take into account all those sounds and creating your own, I think definitely makes us unique in that sense.
Oh, okay. That was awesome. That is just definitely awesome. Okay, so can I ask this? How did y'all come up with the name Diamonds? Because I seen it, and I was like, well, isn't that original? I like the way you spelled it. I like to see it. So how did y'all come up with that?
We have kind of like we have a meaning behind the Diamonds. We kind of have a saying that we kind of stand behind. When it comes to Diamonds, you know, we always associate Diamonds. So Diamonds Are Forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that lasts forever. And then on the flip side of that, forever, you know, you think about forever. Forever is always something that people have died for. You know, you always think about people want longevity. We want to do things that, you know, go beyond our lifetime, things that will be, like, remembered. You know, we want to be significant. And then when you mix those two, you have, like, the word die in there and you have the word men. It's kind of like it combines those two meanings there. And it kind of represents that.
Well, isn't that different? Okay, I like that. I like that. So, how did y'all meet? Tell us a little history about Diamonds.
So as JC had mentioned, we only started Diamonds about a year ago officially as a rap duo, really taking it seriously, signing a management deal, or studio deal rather, and going forward from there. But before that, both of us have our own mixtapes as well, individually, as rappers, as producers. And so we actually met each other, I guess it would be 8 years ago, Jay?
Yeah, both of them now.
Yeah, like 8 years ago. And basically, we're actually, this is one thing that's actually unique about us, I guess, opposed to a lot of other rappers. We actually have our university degrees and an education behind us. So we actually met in university, in school, while we were studying. And both of us had a huge passion for music. I remember, you know, back in the day when we were in just residences on campus, and I'd have like this little USB mic attached to my laptop, and we just kind of record till like 3 a.m. in the morning, 5 a.m. in the morning, sometimes not even sleeping in some cases. And I guess, and that kind of friendship kind of continued throughout. And finally, after we finished school, that's when we kind of decided to take things a little more seriously, taking it kind of into the business side of things and really taking music seriously as a career.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So when you first applied to school, I don't think your first option or your first thought was to become a rap duo or hip-hop artist, was it? Or did you have other plans for yourself?
I think, like, you know, I can speak for myself. I always thought about, you know, hip-hop's always been very important to me. You know, I was listening. I was like, started rapping when I was, like, probably 13. Started writing my first stuff. But, like, you know, to really take it, like, seriously, that step didn't take place until probably after university. So going into university, you know, that really wasn't on the agenda at that time.
Okay. So let me ask you, individually, Mike T, you said before y'all got together, you did things individually. What have you done, and where can we find your individual works as, you know, part of the Diamonds Are Forever? Is it out there? Can we listen to it? Can we tune in?
if you dig real deep, I guess you could probably find some of it. I think a lot of our management team had to, like, get rid of it, like, for branding purposes and so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure if you dig real deep, you could find some stuff. Now, with that being said, although we're a duo as Diamonds, we actually also have our separate side projects as well. So myself, I have a publishing deal where I write. I'm a songwriter for Dream Factory TMG, and then JC has his own stuff with production as well, so he makes beats for other artists too. So I think that's kind of the beauty between us two, is that, you know, we're not kind of a one-trick pony in terms of our skills and what we do. You know, we really are putting everything into it. If we're not kind of working on our own Diamond stuff, we're working on, you know, beats for other people or hooks for other people or verses for other people. It's kind of an ongoing process and an ongoing journey when it comes to this whole music thing. But yeah, I mean, if you really want to find it, I think we had one radio host actually dig up like a track that I probably haven't heard for years. So you could definitely do it. It'd probably be somewhat difficult, but there's a couple things out there. So I mean, I alone have had, I think, 4 mixtapes before actually getting to Diamonds. JC has, you probably had about 4
That's
too, right?
3? I mean, yeah, 2 or 3.
Yeah, so there's stuff out there. If you really want to find it, definitely check it out. But I think the Diamond stuff right now and what we've really built up here is definitely the thing that a lot of people are kind of searching for right now. So,
So can I'm so interested in this because I love music. I listen to music, do a radio show. But as working behind the scenes, do you think your personal styles as Diamonds influence the music that y'all work with or the other artists and the music that y'all work on as well? Does it have the same sound to it? Can you differentiate the difference between you and if something, you know, another artist you work with? I'm like, oh, no, that's Mike T. Oh, no, you know, that's JT. I know that. Difficult?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think as Diamonds, we definitely have a particular sound. However, like I mentioned, like being from Toronto and being from Canada, we do have a number of variety of different sounds. At the end of the day, yes, there's that kind of Diamond sound, but I think the one thing that we always do keep in mind when we're creating music for other people and why we've been able to be so successful is being able to kind of take on their own sounds as well, right? I mean, I don't think, like, for example, some of the songs I write are for, like, pop girl duos type of thing. Mm-hmm. Chances are, if you listen to that, you probably won't think of Diamonds, but maybe some of the words in there, or like, if a beat was made by JC, maybe some of the sounds in there might be familiar to Diamonds. But I think being able to really kind of combine the Diamond sound and whoever we're making music for and kind of creating this new sound is the thing that has really made us successful on the back end, at least.
Okay. Okay, so you dropped your first mixtape officially in September. What was the first single off of that tape?
First one was John Blaze. We released the video for that. On it was end of May, early June. That was the first thing.
Right. Where can we find that video on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it's up on YouTube. For sure, you can check it out there.
Awesome. So how did you come up with the concept? Do y'all smoke weed? I'm giving y'all the side eye right now. Do y'all smoke weed?
I mean, we're from Canada, so... I guess you can make your own assumptions.
And I'm from Brooklyn. Okay, what that got to do with anything? Okay. I don't know. When I think of John Blaze, I'm thinking of weed. I'm just going to let y'all know that.
Yeah,
it's funny, actually.
You think correctly, for sure.
That's definitely one parallel that a lot of people might take. But actually, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, but they're just asking, like, where John Blaze came from. And if you actually listen closely, the sample that's taken for that song comes from a Biggie track, actually.
Kicking the Door.
So if you actually kind of go back and do your research a little bit, the whole idea of John Blaze was basically a name that came out of a skit of the intro of that track. So anyone out there has been questioning or asking about what exactly John Blaze is or where we got it from, Biggie's the man to thank for that. So.
We can't confirm with him right now, but okay, we'll take your word for it. If you just tuned in to the Fantasy Limelight, I have special guest Diamonds in the building or here. We're just talking about their first single, John Blaze. Why don't we just go ahead and take a listen to that, and we'll come back and talk more with Diamonds. I am Miss Crush Hearts, 805-830-8320. Be right back. Okay, computer.
I got John Blaze. Cooking rock in the kitchen. John Blaze that dome. I got dome at home in the basement. But he don't fuck drugs, just faking. But he cooking up something, yeah, he baking. Beat got heat, did he make it? Fuck drug metaphors. Yes, I did, or I killed that shit. Yes, I did, or I do, but ain't up to you. I don't care if you're a DJ or who boo you. I don't know you and I don't give a fuck who you know, dude. Or which two raps in the studio, how you claim to be old school, yo. But you ain't gangster like Coolio.
Nah.
You can't rap like Gambino, though.
Nah.
You just do with a lot of opinions and I don't really care, ho. Mix a fireball and bourbon.
Bourbon.
Shit so hard to make Keith urban. Fucks on the way we wholesale carbons. Clips the stars and strikes for Watson. Fuck you like your charms, my firearms are Vietnam. Napalm and dope ass bombs. Best believe I drop bombs, dude. Guess what I'm saying is, so bitch made, your bitch made, you look bitch made. Forget Nick Cage, I'm Lord of War and John Blaze.
You smoke in China, I blaze joy. Your girl is rocking diamonds cause I blaze joy. Your homie bumping diamonds cause I blaze John. Oh yeah, we blaze John. Okay, we blaze John. I got it, I got it, we blaze John. I got it, we blaze John. I got it, we blaze John. Oh yeah, we blaze John. Okay, we blaze John.
I blaze John, I blaze crumb. Make a shake that Ricky, that bonbon. She thirsty for that road head. Your girlfriend ride shotgun. Her skirt off, swag on, that's half off. No coupon, I spit bullets, fight song. You'll catch him, call Pokemon. That drink rum, but works right. That song off to that thong song. She ring the bell, ding dong. She open up doorknobs. I keep it hot like Long John's. That Asian heat, that LeBron. I come through, her switch up. No power out and she turn up. My G-Shock go shock G's. That spot hot, so I spot G's. G-Spots want Mike T, so G-Strings I set free. And that melody got Melanie all giggly in front of me. Epitome of a deity, a new god in the industry, yeah. It's a pity you won't ever be me, cause you won't ever know the feeling of being the best. Yes, from afar I can feel the envy.
Damn.
John blazing all the rest right through my chest. Rockin' diamonds cause I blaze John. Your homie bumpin' diamonds cause I blaze John. Oh yeah, we blaze John. Okay, we blaze John. I got it, we blaze John. I got it, we blaze John. I got it, we blaze John. Oh yeah, we blaze John. Okay, we blaze John.
Well, we're back to the Fantasy Limelight. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts right now. We are in deep with Diamonds out of Canada. Wow.
Yes,
international. We're international. We're international. We know. Okay, sorry. That was a nice, I think that was a nice check. I seen the video. Y'all had the outside thing going, the dark theme to it and stuff like that. So how was it doing your video, your first official video?
It was a cool experience. We did it with our boy Tristan CM. Shout out Tristan CM. We did that actually in Waterloo. That's really close to where we went to school, actually. We went to Wolfe Lawyer University, and that's just around the corner. For a lot of those shots are right around the corner from that. It was a lot of fun just reliving kind of like spots that we used to scope out when we were during university. It was cool. It's got a lot of fun doing that video.
That's what's up. That is definitely what's up. Okay, so your website, diamondsareforever.com. I go there. There's a track playing when you go to that website. What's the name of that track?
Yeah, that track right there is called Seraph, and that's actually our third single that we're going to be coming up with in the next month or so. But we just shot a video for that last week, actually. It's looking real cool. I think people are going to be really surprised about the video itself. Now that we have two videos out and we have two singles out, I think our supporters and the people who listen to our music kind of know what we're all about and type of thing. So You know, we're always trying to keep it fresh. So this one, I think this video is going to really kind of surprise a lot of people and, in terms of how we focus things and whatnot. So definitely keep an eye out for that.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. We'll do that. So y'all are, like I said, just for y'all to be out for a year, y'all are making big moves. Y'all rotation, college radio stations, satellite radio. Y'all, I mean, y'all have so much under y'all belt, and, you know, y'all only been to, I guess, unless you're a real true hip-hop head, you know, so to speak, you wouldn't really have heard of y'all, right?
Yeah.
Right. So how is this, like, it's all coming to you at once. Yeah, I put in the work, but now it's all, like, falling right in your hands, and all the chips are falling as they may. How is that making y'all feel right now?
I feel like, we're very blessed. We're very happy to be where we are right now. Mm. I can say that for sure. Obviously, like, it comes with, you know, there obviously is pitfalls that come along the way. You know, there's obviously a lot of stuff we've gone through in the past year, a lot of learning, a lot of growth.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all I can say is just very blessed to be, you know, things like having our song playing on Shade 45 on SiriusXM, that was, you know, I'm very thankful for that, the opportunity to have that happen.
Right. So, y'all are signed. I heard Mike T say, I believe that was Mike T. I'm trying to get y'all voices together here.
Saying
he does have a publishing gig, I mean, as Diamonds. Are y'all signed to a label and such?
We're not signed to a label right now. We do have a management team behind us. So my publishing deal is with our management company, which is called Dream Factory TMG.
Mm-hmm.
So we work really closely with AM, who is on the same production team as Pharrell, has worked with Rick Ross,
mm-hmm.
Kool & Dre. Actually, he just got a Grammy, so shout out to AM. Yeah, that's kind of where our backbone is right now in terms of the business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually just got back, I guess, a week ago or 2 weeks ago from Miami. We had a big trip to Miami with some of the guys on the team. Got to do some recording down there. Got to do hang out with Benzino, Red Eyes. Just a lot of cool things that's kind of happening at once. Like you said, like
mm-hmm.
a lot of this stuff is kind of like coming real fast. So
mm-hmm.
it's even hard to find time to just like kind of take it all in and stop and mm-hmm. see where we're at the time. So, but yeah, that's kind of our label/management position right now.
All right. Sounds awesome to me. So as being so diverse and having many roles in the, well, I'm putting my quotation hands up, the game, what are your thoughts on the current state of the game as far as like music and hip hop and rap industry? What are your thoughts on that? Hello.
So, I'm looking at the music right now. I feel very excited. You know, I feel like there's a lot of music that is coming up. A lot of potential coming up. I'm really, really excited about a lot of the artists, like the movements that I'm seeing in hip hop right now. And I think it's in a good place. I think that's all I can say.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a different aspect from what I heard lately. What about you, Mike T? What do you think?
In terms of hip-hop specifically or music as a whole?
Hip-hop, specifically.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like JC said, I think, like we were talking about this actually, I don't know if you guys have heard of Mad Child or Swollen Members, but they're a Canadian band, and I was talking to Mad Child about this not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously with the time now, with online games so big, with social media so big, it's so easy for guys to kind of just put something out there, right?
Right.
So there's a lot of good stuff out there because it's so accessible and it's so easy to just put together a track and put it out there for the world to see. Mm-hmm. Now, at the same time, though, although there's a lot of good stuff online, there's also a lot of, I'm going to use my words wisely, that not-so-good stuff online as well, right? So, so it's kind of the yin and the yang. I mean, I don't think hip-hop will ever be what it was maybe back in the 90s. I know a lot of people kind of compare it back, you know, right. Pac days or Biggie days or or Death Row days, right? I don't think we'll ever completely come back there. However, there is a lot of good things out there. Like Jay said, like, a lot of people are coming back to the lyricism, which is awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of people are really taking it back to the roots type of thing. And beyond that, I think people are starting to understand how to combine lyricism with stuff that people will actually put on the radio.
With commercial.
I think, exactly. The ability to balance those two is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievably hard. So to see people actually doing that is definitely a great thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, if you're looking at rap right now, you see the success of artists like, you know, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Big Crit. Like, these are, like, very thoughtful, lyrical, you know, rappers. And seeing the success of these guys, I feel like that's a good indication of there's a lot of good stuff going on in hip-hop right now. And I'm very happy to see that.
Right, that's awesome. So, quick question, because I know I told y'all half an hour, but I'm just having a good time having a conversation with y'all. Y'all have, like, insight here. So, you know, you spoke of the internet aspect of it, the online accessibility that is, you know, you can make a song on your computer and throw it out there and get hits and you know, have a whole brand, you know, online. Is that affecting commercial music? Do you think that the fact that, you know, it's so accessible and it's keeping, like, those artists that have deals out there on their toes, do you think that is affecting how it's changing the sound of commercial music?
Definitely. I feel like if you look at the Grammys just recently, the commercial success of someone like Macklemore, who has no major label backing, you know, he kind of represents that independent music movement, and his ability to do that and his ability to get onto major radio is, you know, that's testament to the fact that, you know, the internet has completely changed how we perceive and take music.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely true. I like that. Then this is the Fantasy Limelight right now. I'm talking to Diamond, our first official spotlight, if you will, feature on the show. Like, I've been gone for a minute, and now I'm back, and this is, like, my second week officially back on air. And y'all are just awesome to chat with. Can you tell us how can we get in touch with y'all? You know, check out your, you know, put all your information out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Go for it, Jay.
Well, you can check us out for sure at diamondsareforever.com. That's DIEMENSRForever.com. You can also hit us up at Twitter. I'm at JC_Diamonds.
And I'm at Mike R. Keith.
Okay.
And we're on all the social networks as well, right? So you can just Google us and probably find something.
Okay, so let me ask y'all, let me end it with this one. Besides music, what other things are y'all interested in?
I'm sorry?
Besides music, what other things are y'all interested in?
Oh, besides music.
Besides the music game. It's like...
I watch a lot of basketball, actually. I'm actually, I volunteer as a basketball coach here in Toronto. So that's definitely a big thing outside of music that I do.
Yeah. I definitely sports. I love basketball too. I don't know. It's kind of random. I love food. I love cooking. That's something I love to engage in on the side sometimes, but that's just a little something.
Sounds good. Okay, y'all are, you know, do y'all have iPods, MP3 players? And if you do, what's the five top songs, don't say your own, that you have in there right now?
Right now, eh?
Right now, yeah, what's the five top songs
so
you have?
Say again?
Your MP3 player, your iPod, iTouch, your phone, you got music downloaded on there, and you can't say your own. What top three artists are y'all listening to right now?
top three? Oh, man.
Did you just fuck your teeth at me?
probably Schoolboy Q. Schoolboy Q is definitely, I'm waiting for his album. I can't wait for that to drop. Definitely listen to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Who else am I listening to right now? Listen to a lot of Party Next. I don't know if you've heard Party Next Door. He's an artist coming out of Toronto. He's actually signed to Drake's OVO label. I'm listening to him a lot. He's a dope R&B singer. I don't know. Michael, you?
I'm on actually Childish Gambino's new album. I'm pretty on that right now. Lupe, actually. I'm listening to Lupe, a lot of Lupe lately, because ever since he started putting out that track with Ed Sheeran, I've been listening to a lot of Lupe lately. A$AP Ferg. We've been jamming to A$AP Ferg a lot.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, staying true to the roots. Sounds good. Thank y'all so much for stopping by to the show. I don't want to keep y'all, you know, I don't know what y'all have to do. I don't want to keep y'all for what it is that y'all have to do, because y'all sound like y'all are busy. So I don't want to interrupt that, but I do want to play one more song for y'all, and I believe it's Young. You want to tell us about that track real quick?
Sure. So.
Hello?
Hey.
Tell us about Young.
Tell you about Young. Okay.
Right, tell us about Young. How did you come up with the concept?
Yeah. So Young was actually our second single off of our mixtape EP Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
So we put that out in December-ish, in December, and we shot a video and whatnot, and basically, the story behind Young is the conflict between being young and where, you know, you want to be a good person, but there's a lot of different things that, you know, you just want to have fun with. You kind of want to live free. You want to live fast. You want to go out to parties and, you know, hang out and stuff, but at the same time, yeah, you know, at the back of your mind, there's also a point where, you know, you kind of have to be adult as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the idea behind Young.
That's cool. Now, all your music on your EP, did y'all come up with the beats and production, or did y'all work with people?
There's 8 tracks on the EP. 6 of them are my beats. And then 2 of them are produced by AM, who's our executive producer.
Awesome. Okay. All right, guys, I'm going to stop taking up your time. I'm going to play your second single off your EP, Genesis, called Young. And for those that just tuned in, we are talking to Diamonds. You can visit their website, Diamonds Are Forever. They're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're on SoundCloud. You can just Google them, check them out. Thank y'all once again so much for stopping by and sharing your time and wisdom and energy with us here at Phone Fantasy Radio. I really do appreciate y'all. And stay warm. Please, stay warm.
Thank you so much.
Any shout outs y'all want? Any last messages and last final thoughts y'all want to share?
Shout out to La Crush. This was a dope interview.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, we're going to play this track. I keep saying we're going to play it. We're going to play it right now, and then I come back. I got some more people coming into the building. So, once again, this is the Fantasy Limelight. I am Miss La Crush Hart.
Yeah, I'm young, strong, out of my mouth, tired of taking blood to my face, in the room, my only man. Yeah, I'm young, strong, out of my mouth, tired of taking blood to my face, in the room, my only man. I'm taking blood to my face, and I let it pop off, let it pop off, let it pop off. Blood to my face, and I let it pop off. Heads off to the young, trying to get it popped off.
I'ma live like nobody ever did it before. Start a tab. Open bar, I'ma take your father, make the flow a martyr. Cause the way this girl is moving gon' make me a father. And I ain't getting younger, so I'ma live it up. Got the girls with Pharrell, so I'm tryna give it up. She back it up, talk a truck. Lost a couple condoms, tryna look for love. I guess I'm burning rubber, pedal to the metal, right? Man, I just know that death is coming, so I'll live for life. I'm just what you made, God, oh God. She just want that D, man, Big Sean. And I'm pulling Kendrick's, pouring pools inside the club. But I'm pulling Drizzy Drake when I'm breaking hearts. Toronto love, North Kush, I'm smoking presidential, George Bush.
Yeah, I'm young, strong, out of my mouth, tired of taking blood to my face, in the room, my only man. Yeah, I'm young, strong, out of my mouth, tired of taking blood to my face, in the room, my only man. I'm pulling blood to my face, and I let it pop off, let it pop off. Heads off to the young, tryna get it popped off.
My crew, what it do on that motherfucking Westside? Say Westside, Westside. With the essence of aggression, we drinking like George Best. And I guzzle past the lesson. I'm my own damn mission, my own side to the piston. I write my own fiction, man. I'm for my sinners, I got for my winners. But I'm still only 23, feeling like I'm meant to be a motherfucking king with dreams of a money tree. But watch the wheels die quicker than a tree with no water feet. I'm born like Alvaro, homie. Cause some kids I knew since middle school were murdered. They were buried, they were mourned. And the world was out without them. Who am I to say that I can do the opposite? Living out my dreams while they only live in competition. That motherfucking way. Shout to the fucking way.
Yeah, I'm young, strong, out of my mouth, tired of taking blood to my face. In the room, my only man.
Yeah, I'm young, strong, out of my mouth, tired of taking blood to my face. In the room, my only man.
Phone Fantasy Radio.
I'm saying, babe. See, sometimes sex gets in the way of love. Or maybe love gets in the way of sex. Either way, can you be a bad girl?
Of course!
Yo, watch this.
Is it bad?
Give up, and some
first, but depending on the situation, my heart lost its way, and counted a few strays. Some were okay, and the rest was all deranged. Yeah, you ignore the ones that build you up, girl, and choose the ones that break you down, girl. You promise to be that guy. Off your feet, make love in between the silk sheets. Yeah, cause you break hearts, you play games, take pride in the making niggas insane. Put your ears in your chest, baby, listen what your heart's saying. I can beat that kitty up all night, girl, if this what you want, cause that's as far as it goes. Is it bad?
What's up? Just wanted to let you know that Phone Fantasy Radio is back on 4 nights a week, and it's search for some hot tracks to play live on air and our live stream. If you got that fire in hip-hop, R&B, pop, reggae, or spoken word, then send them to us for consideration. Visit us at www.phonefantasyradio.com to learn more about our submission guidelines. And remember,
if it's hot, La Crush Hearts will play it.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Limelight. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts. And that is true. If it's hot and I'm digging it, I got you right here on Phone Fantasy Radio on 4 nights a week, folks. So you don't know, I can play you a day because it's just that hot. Right there, I played Bad Girl. Remake or cover, if you will, by B. Morgan featuring International Nova. I like it. I'm going to let y'all know. When I heard it, I was like, okay. You know, some people make remix and it don't even sound good, but, you know, well, he's a very exceptional artist, and to remake a song that he's done, yeah, y'all got to hold, you know, y'all got to bring the heat. But shout out to B. Morgan, International Nova. They on my Facebook page. Hey. Before that, we had our special guest interview with Diamonds. Remember to go to their website, www.diamondsareforever.com. You can look them up also on YouTube. That's D-I-E-M-E-N-S. I just love the concept of their name as well. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. Press that 1. I'll definitely let you on. Did that rhyme? Okay, we'll get back to that. I hope I have my other guest who's supposed to be coming in as well to chop it up with us. I'm waiting on him to call us, but right now I see I got a caller from the 7. Ah, that's my area. What's your name? Where you calling from? How you is?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. I can't complain. Just listen to your show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you hear my interview?
No, I didn't. I just asked you just to annoy your show.
Mm. You going to tell everybody who you are?
Chevy from Brooklyn.
Chevy from Brooklyn. How you doing? It's been forever since we chatted, huh?
How you doing, huh?
I feel like it's been forever since we chatted, doesn't it?
Yeah, no. Happy New Year.
Right, Happy New Year to you. You're crazy. Shout out to Frost, because he hit me up not too long ago. But shout out to him. I'm still waiting on him. He was supposed to be my first, but you know, he waited a little too long.
Oh, where are y'all talking? Y'all
called
us by his email?
No, it was online. It was on Facebook.
He
responded.
Oh.
Yeah, he responded to something I posted. I told him if he hurry up, he could be my first, but you know, he procrastinated. So.
Oh, right now he's personally making the special velvet cupcakes for Valentine's Day. Why special? Because we have a special ingredient in it.
Ew.
No, it was marijuana.
I know, that's why I say ew.
It's good. We got that. We got a lot of catering stuff right now. So if anybody needs any quote unquote catering stuff, you can holler at Team Frost.
Not with that. Don't be promoting advertising stuff like that on here. Wink.
Oh, wait, well, I've been paying a knife.
Wink.
I'll talk to you in a minute. I'm advertising.
Advertising, y'all. Little mini business. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I need to get him on the show. He bake. I like that. A man that bakes and cooks.
Tell him to bring
me a cupcake. Why he ain't bring me a cupcake? Sheesh.
You know what? I'll bring it to you sometime this week.
We in the same borough.
Yeah, you like 15 blocks away. No, you're like 35 blocks away from me, but, you know.
it went from 15 to 35.
No, I'd really be realistic. Like, ain't the way that was 15. It's like 35.
No, you're like 35.
That's a good 45-minute walk.
Shout out to people interrupting me while I'm hosting my show. What the fuck you ringing my bell like that for? I just had to really put that out there. I gotta edit this.
Oh, your bell works?
No, that was my doorbell. Really? And you wanna just try to blow me up like that? Oh, your bell works? You just try to throw my business out there like that? I'm gonna cut you all out of this. I'm cutting you all out of this show. This conversation never happened.
Thank you. I'm cutting you out of this show.
This conversation never happened.
Thank you. So your first guest, are they a rap group? Are they an R&B group?
They're a rap duo out of Connecticut. Out of Canada.
What part of Canada?
Toronto.
Oh, T dot on the map. Okay. All right. That's cool. That's a cool pod. I guess they have like a little bit of West Indian accent with their shit, with their thing.
No, not at all. They sound like regular people. What's wrong with you?
No, I know T dot is big with like a lot of West Indians, so that's why I was asking.
No. You need to go check the archives. They're normal, intellectual, awesome people. I'm going to keep that part in.
Okay. That's cool.
Shout out to JC and Mike T. DiamondsAreForever.com is the website. I need to go there.
First. Last.
So the person I told to be here at 10 o'clock is 10 minutes late. 9 minutes.
You know what? It happens.
Yeah, it does, but whatever.
Be happy I called in, so, you know, it could be a little bit more entertaining until your guests come.
Well, that's what this is?
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
I'm more like a feeling right now.
You feel like
I'm like a feeling. I'm feeling right now. Until the main attraction comes.
Until the main attraction comes? I don't know about all that. But I see I got a caller who's like 1111111. If that's my guess, I need him to press 1 so I can bring him on. If not, shout out to the caller. That's 1111111. 805-830-8320. You're tuned into the Fantasy Limelight with Miss LaCrush Hearts. I just have my featured guest, Diamonds Are Forever. Well, their name is Diamonds, but that's their website, Diamonds Are Forever. That's D-I-E-M-E-N-S. I'm going to go ahead, take a quick break, play some music, because I am a radio station, and that's what I do. Once again, if you want to submit your tracks for play, you can do so at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com, so you can learn more about submitting your music. So we're going to go ahead, take a quick break, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
What you came for? Don't you wish you came more? Girl, what you playing for? Come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you miss that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. Twist that, baby.
Telepathy, meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form. Then hibernate under my body, and yep, I keep you warm. But in a chinchilla, you know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week. You're my 5-course meal for real.
Out.
going on, cold people? It's cold, it's cold, it's cold. Welcome back to the Fantasy Limelight. I'm your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts, 805-830-8320. Press that 1, and we'll talk with you. But before we get to all that, I need to bring back, well, I need to bring on, rather, my second featured guest, last-minute attendee, to the list of featured guests, and he's been on the show before. Awesome vocalist, spoken word artist, Mr. Larry. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, just getting out this cold weather, you know.
Okay. Oh, wait, I forgot something.
Thank you.
Wanted to make you feel important. What am I doing? I'm missing up here. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Larry.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You came to the show when you had your your album Poetic Love. You was pushing that one, but now you have something new in the works. Give us an update. What's been going on with you?
Well, the update is I just released a new single that's going to be on my forthcoming album and my forthcoming mixtape called DJF Presents Chronicles of Love and Pain by Larry. It's called Falling in Love, so we've been working on that. I just recently came from your hometown, the New Eurekan. Yeah, I posted it on Facebook, baby. I invited you and everything.
You got my number, Larry. I don't want to hear that.
That's my spot right there.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Hey, man, I'm quite sure you saw the update in the feed. I did not.
I swear to God, I did not see that. I did not know you was going to the New Eurekan. Oh, my goodness. I even read my poem at the New Eurekan. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be back up there next month to do the Shrine with Maria Davis. I'll keep everybody posted. And after I said that, I publicly announced that the mixtape might be my last official recording. So,
I am not feeling that. Why? Why do you need to leave us, sir?
Well, I mean, I guess it's just a little phase, man. I mean, I refuse to, you know, sell my soul. And, you know, I love to do music and I love to do, you know, and don't get me wrong, I've gotten a decent amount of sales. A lot of people have been picking me up. You know, you have. You've been one of them. You've been one of my awesome supporters. And I'm not trying to sound like, you know, ungrateful or anything like that. I just feel like a lot of artists just go unappreciated by their own crowd sometimes. You know, you got your own friends and family that don't big you up enough. And so you wonder, do you just want to just take it elsewhere, maybe, you know, do something else musically inclined. You know, it's just a little phase going through. I don't feel like, you know, the art of love is really embraced like it should be. You know, people want to, you know, hit up your inbox and have conversation, but, you know, they don't really big up your music like they should. You know what I mean? They don't go and support and do the things that they should do if they claim that they like good music. So why stay around?
Because there are people out there that do appreciate good music. And if you love doing music, why stop because somebody else is not showing you the appreciation? You know what? This is a phase you're going through. And you would be perfect for our online support group called Dream Woven Support Network. That would be perfect because everybody... No, you're laughing, but I'm being so sincere right now, being genuine right now, because everybody, okay, especially those that are entrepreneurs and those that are following their dreams, really do go through what you're going through right now. You know, you got family members, you got friends, you got people that you thought would have your back or would give you a different response, and they don't. They don't big you up. They don't say, great job. They'll ask you, oh, you making any money with it? You know, everybody's going through that. you know, especially if you're, like I said, doing business for yourself. So actually, you would be good for that, you know, just to have that support network, just to let people know that you are out there, you know. And try different avenues.
Yeah.
You don't have to quit it altogether, right? You're not going to just quit it altogether. You can try different avenues, right?
No, I'm not going to, you know, abandon it or anything like that. I love to do what I do. But I think it's like a silent protest, you know what I mean? It's more like, hey, you know, I can still be okay and still manage and worry about other areas in my life. And, you know what I'm saying, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. It's not like I'm totally giving up. It's just like more I'm saying, hey, you know, if these cats are out here putting out what they putting out and that's all good, then, you know, if I feel like, you know, I'm putting out something worthwhile and, you know, like mm-hmm. I said, you know, people want to hit you up and say they love you, this, that, and the mm-hmm. other, but it's just like, okay, now I can't complain, you know, because I have gotten the support. I just don't think, you know, and it's just not about myself. I don't think enough people get behind other talented artists, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that there needs to be a movement as far as, you know, certain artists bucking up and just saying, hey, you know, if I'm going to do this, and if I'm going to, you know, still work my 9-to-5, I'm going to just, you know, maybe chill in the park and do it. I mean, why should I just go and just give my everything away for free just because I have to continuously promote myself? Nah. You know, you like something you hear? Hey, it is what it is. You know, treat me like you treat your pastor. You know, everybody, they can get like 7-8 offerings every church. You know, people ain't got no money to do that, they claim. And some of these fools out here pimping the congregation. So you got some people out here doing positive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you can't even get them 99 cents or a dollar. I got a problem with that.
Okay. I don't know, sir. This sounds deeper. For those that are just tuned in, this is the Fantasy Limelight, and we got Laurie up in the seat right now. Mr. Laurie, you got your new single, Fall in Love, very catchy tune, very nice. And this could be possibly the last mixtape we ever hear from Mr. Laurie, which is so, so heartbreaking. You definitely see, this is why you need to call me. This is the main reason why you need to call me. You don't be calling me, but that's another story. Laurie, tell us about Fall in Love.
It's just a little fun, little, you know, dance tune. You know, hopefully people enjoy. You know, it's just one of those songs that, you know, I hold a little dear to my heart, you know what I mean? It's just got an old school Atlantic Star type feel. You know, just something to dig back in the crates and have a little fun with, you know, eat some hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken wings and all that. You know, get your step on if that's your kind of vibe, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a listen to it, and then we come back. I need to talk to you some more. 805-830-8320. Press that one if you want, you know, chop it up with Laurie and myself right here on the Fantasy Limelight. Here's his latest single, Falling in Love. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, baby girl, look at here, sweet thing. My heart is dancing on the wall from your loving. Girl, I just can't deny, you got me caught up in your sensual vibe. It's so good to have you in my world. You were mainstream, worth more than a diamond, more valuable than a pearl. Got me back in the game. I thought I was through, and I owe it all to you.
you show me I needed someone. But with you, I let down my guard. No reason to hold up a wall. No, 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 not so far. You came in my life when I needed you the most. Let's pour a glass of love and let's propose.
Public service announcement. If you feeling this vibe, I need y'all to listen up right now. Listen up and do exactly as I tell you. Come on. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hey ladies, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey ladies, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey fellas, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey fellas, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Limelight. I was doing my drink, my two-step. Okay. I like that track. Very nice, very smooth. Lovely voice, as always, Mr. Edwards.
Thank you.
Shout out to Mama Edwards for putting a little video together. I thought that was just so cute.
Man, that's my mom, man. She had a little chat with me. She put it together and stuff like that, you know. But it was fun making it. The whole process was fun. Mixtape with DJ F out in Baltimore is fun too. So, you know, that's the beautiful part about music is making it, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I see your announcement you made a few hours ago on your Facebook page after the mixtape. This will be my official last recording. And I'm reading the comments here. Is this doing anything for you? Because, like I said, you do have supporters out there that are behind you 102%. So, you know, is this affecting you any type of way? Or do you just think
it is, you know, affecting me. You know, I mean, if you touch somebody, you know, you've touched them. And, you know, that's not the slight on the people that are. And I have been supportive. And to be honest with you, it's been lots of them. I can't complain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had awards and stuff on an underground level and had a decent amount of sales. And everywhere I go, you know, it's just that, like I said, you know, I just see some things that I'm not happy with, not just with myself, but look at artists like Anthony Hamilton and Lettucey and Eric Robeson. They don't get the blockbuster accolades that they deserve. And we can't leave it up to the commercialized folk, but we leave it to the audiences. You know what I'm saying? People, they got the support. You know what I mean? They got to go. You say you want to hear this good music and you want people to make real music, well, you got to support it. If you don't support it, why should it stick around? You know? You know? Look at the amount of money you got to spend on studio time. Look at the amount of money you got to spend to go to these venues and make this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you love doing it. I do it for free, yeah. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, I think a lot of people, not just myself, but some artists can speak,
don't take a stand and just say, hey, you know, wait a minute. Like I saw something in a music chat room that I post in, and the person was posting, you know, different artists that she likes, you know, independent. And I saw one person shoot back a comment, can you stop flooding my inbox with artists? And I'm thinking, okay, so you can post, it's okay to post videos about naked people, but it's not okay to post stuff about your work.
Mm-hmm. And this is the type of group that you're in, so.
Well, no, the group is R&B, you know, music, one of them, you know
what
I mean?
That's
real cool.
Like you can, right, it's a music group, and you want to stop posting music? That makes no sense.
Yeah, like somebody, you know, yeah, you know, right. Certain artists, and, you know. It was crazy. It wasn't, you know, directed at me. I just noticed stuff like that.
Right, and you know, it's people like that spoils it for a bunch, you know, in a lot of instances. But the way you're feeling right now and the way you're seeing the game right now, everybody's going through that. Everybody's going through that at one time or another. But, you know, I don't want you to, you know, I'm not saying you're going to quit, but I don't want you later down the line feel like, you know, your efforts has gone unseen and unrecognized because you are a very, very awesome talent, you know, especially with your voice, your poetry. I love your poetry, your spoken word. And, you know, have you thought about at least going down a different route, maybe publishing a book or something like that?
Somebody else said that to me. And, and you know, the thing is, I mean, you have to market and stuff like that, publishing a book, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe not. Possibly, you know, mm-hmm. somebody has suggested that, and it's like, wow, a book.
You do awesome erotica. I don't know why you don't have an erotica book out in between your albums, and it's a different avenue, first of all, and, you know, it's a different means of, you know what, you do need to join my support group so I can give you this information.
Okay.
I can give you this information because, you know, your music is your first passion, but you have other passions and you have other gifts that you can share with us and other avenues that you can follow and not just the studio time and the recording thing. There's other ways you can put yourself out there. You know, there's other there's other audience that you can touch. You know, there's a whole other audience out there just waiting for you. I've been waiting for that duo you did with Michelle. What was that? My Body and Soul, I think her name is. You did an awesome piece with her. Yeah, I never got a chance to record that piece. I mean, and that was awesome. Like, you know, you can always do collabos and stuff like that. If it's marketing, if it's putting yourself out there, you have access to the World Wide Web. I know you made some friends along the way. You know, cross-promote. Yeah. Think of different ways of putting yourself out there. You don't have to do this by yourself. I'm doing that.
It's just, you know, I mean, like I said, for the record, on the flip side of things, I can't complain about that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Falling in Love has just picked up a lot of steam. It's in a lot of internet, you know, radio stations. Got in the hands of one major, I think, and it's overseas.
Mm-hmm.
It's received a lot of love. As far as that's concerned, I can't complain on that aspect. I just feel like, you know, if I had an offer on the table and I said, hey, look, hey, fam, everybody, I need, and this is free, I need 1,000 downloads to get this deal. Would it happen?
Yep, it would. You know why I would? Because I would download it every day, every 5 hours.
That's impossible.
That's not true. I would do it. But you didn't say that. You could have said, Crush, listen, I need 1,000 and I got you, shorty. I got you. We have 12 different pages up. And we're good. I'll be deleted off a couple of social networks, but I got you. We're gonna get those downloads. I'll call the people up. Listen, I need you to go ahead and download this. I mean, if it came down to that, yeah, I'm sure we could come together and do that. You're not gonna sit up here and tell me that you are awesome talent. The song is hot. You always got nice melodies and beats. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I couldn't control that one, y'all.
You both.
Oh, sorry. Ooh, I'm sneezing.
That's me.
Oh, wait. I think I'm going to smell bullshit. Okay. Anyway, let me stop talking and cut to a break real quick. Let's take this song. Let me play a song, come back, and we're going to chop it up some more with Lowry. This is Full Fantasy Radio, the fantasy wildlife. Be right back, folks.
Not to work it out. Now you say you've been loving me, the only baby faithfully. Mighty strange when my eyes can see that you've been cheating around on me. I'm your woman. Oh yes I am. So show some respect and treat me as such. You raised me. You used to call me daddy's ghetto queen. And you still mean the world to me. So sooner than I say no more, I run to you like a corner store. I don't love you enough to hate, but yet I love you too much to leave.
I'm your woman.
Yes, that makes me
woman.
Your. Oh yes,
woman.
It does. You need to show some respect and treat me as such. You honor this love. Now we boo hours when the clock strikes three. You should be at home in bed with me, taking advantage of a real good thing. How long will it take you to see? Sometimes I ask myself, are you crazy to stay here and put up with this pain? You promised me the moon and the stars above, but all I seem to get is rain.
Yeah.
Jazz and R&B for your soul.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Limelight. I am Mr. Crush Hearts, and right now I have in the limelight Mr. Larry Edwards, who just announced live on our show that his next mixtape or his new mixtape coming out may just be his last recording. And I'm going to tell you this, Larry, my lines are lighting up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my lines are lighting up. I got people who may have something to say to you. also, without further ado,
what I do?
Yeah, what you do? Mm-hmm. Right now, I believe I have Rico on the line. Rico, where you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay, welcome to the show.
What's up, homie?
What's up, homie? What up, baby? What's going on, man? Way back.
Bam. Hey, man. You know I'm calling because, you know, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of where you came from and where you got to. You know what I'm saying? You know, I remember back in the day, we was hanging out in high school, going, you know, going to them talent shows, you know, watching you perform. You know, I can't sing, but, I was just following your coattails trying to, you know, get to play with my boy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just saying, man, I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of what you've done, you know, with your career and, you know, how far you done got putting out your music. You know, the one thing I can say is, You know what I like, and you know we got our differences in music and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
But the thing I admire is that you stay true to your music, you stay true to what you like, and you stay true to what you do. You know, and I can't fault that. That's why I ain't got nothing but love for you, and I'm gonna support you regardless of what you decide to do. Whatever path you take.
Oh man, thanks man. You know that's my boy from way back, man. You know, riding around in the. And the whip, you know what I mean? Looking for stuff to do, going to them little crazy talent shows, man. You've been through the grind of it, you know what I mean? That's my man. He went off to the Navy, decided to be a better man, you know, work for Uncle Sam, you know. And I went off to, you know, college and, you know, had the painful reality of majoring in music and getting a degree in that kind of shit, you know what I mean? So.
Wow. Well, wow. Okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just what, but you know, Rico always been supportive, man. We got different tastes, but we always like, we was like the, you ever saw that show, The Odd Couple?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. He was the more, you know, flamboyant type, you know what I mean? Lil Wayne type.
Flamboyant.
I was just a straight lace. You know, bumpy knuckles type, whatever, a hot dog will suit me. You know, he like caviar and stuff like that. You know?
Oh, got some finer taste buds. Okay, thank you, Rico, for calling in and definitely supporting our friend with your encouraging words. Because I told him it would be a great disdain if he decides to not make another mixtape or album or. Book. I tell you, I'm going to miss his erotica. So, yeah, I feel some type of way right now. I got another caller. We're not done yet. I got another caller from the 646. Erna, I believe her name is. Erna, are you there with me?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Awesome. You have anything you want to say to Mr. Lowry?
Yes, because I've also been an avid supporter, and I'm so sad to hear that he's not going to be making any more songs or doing any recordings or anything like that. I was recently able to see him perform at the New Eureka, and I think he did an amazing job. And I'm just so sad to hear that he's going to retire. That's horrible.
You hear that, Laurie? What you got to say to that? She was even asking about it.
I'm not famous enough to retire. I'm just stepping back. I'm like,
stop it.
You know what I mean? You know?
I think you should keep grinding, keep going. There's a lot of people who enjoy your music and who will enjoy it the more that they hear about it, just more exposure. And people do appreciate you. Maybe they don't say that so many words or show. People out there, if you enter the music and stuff, buy the album, do the download, you know what I'm saying, show the love and respect. And this man can continue on doing his music like he's do now. You know, if you show love and support, I think it would make a help, and it would help and make a difference.
So a question, Erno, if he did an audio book of his spoken word, of his poetry, would you still support that?
If he did an audio book, is he gonna sing it?
No. Well, spoken word. I mean, there'll be some parts in his singing, but mostly spoken word.
He has an amazing voice. I will buy it.
See that? So how many downloads are you at right now, Laurie, with your Fall in Love single? How many downloads are you at?
Oh no, I didn't count. I just see what people downloaded it and stuff like that. I haven't been keeping track.
So we're gonna have to keep Laurie on campaign going on. And we're gonna have to get a written petition with some signatures,
I act like I'm dropping out the presidential race.
Well, in order for you to win it, you got to stay in it to win it, boo. That's what you got to do.
Man, I appreciate that. Anna, she came out to see me perform. I really appreciate that. Her friend Chris, William Washington, who was another poet. So it was so much love in the room, man. That's what makes it hard to, step away, and reflect a little bit. I mean, actually, I enjoy the camaraderie even more so than the performances, with other artists and, meeting different types of people.
So
yeah.
Can I ask last mixtape before you go? Even number five.
You said what?
I said, can you at least one? Yeah, even number five is oxymoron. Anyway, can you do one more mixtape where you just collab with the people that you always want to collab with? Do you think that's possible? One last project to hit the foot of the road?
If they all pitch in and buy me some chicken and some rum and coke, we'll talk about it.
Chicken, rum, and coke.
I am a starving artist.
It's Laurie Hart, folks. I got one more call, Laurie, from the 267. 267-1451. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Mary calling from West Philly. What's up, Mary?
Hey, Mary.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
Oh, don't act like you don't know me, Larry.
I know you, and the name is Laurie, boo.
Laurie, this is Mary. I want to encourage you, do not give up.
I remember you, Mary.
Sometimes
you
can be at your breaking point. Sometimes your breaking point is further than what you expect. I mean, in other words, you're right at your breaking point. So, just keep going. When you have a vision, that comes with the territory.
That's positive.
You're going to feel like giving up. You're going to feel like you're not supported. Name one visionaire that didn't experience that. I'm experiencing that. I mean, we talked before when I started my production company and everything like that. Everybody's not going to support you. But if you're truly gifted and called of God, it's a remnant that will. And it may take a while, but I just want you to keep your heads up because you got you like an Anthony Hamilton. You got to keep moving. When it comes to the truth and good music, that takes a while. But if you have something that's sloppy, what they have out here now calling it music, like you said on the inbox, you put some naked girls up in there, that's going to fly, but see, ain't going to last.
But you know, Murray, I appreciate that. Murray is also a gifted poet. We've had a few conversations, about some things, man. She's another artist that I would love to, collab with, because I actually feed off other artists. As I just said, I actually enjoy the camaraderie with other artists than I do performing sometimes. And I enjoy performing. Don't get me wrong. That's like better than sex, but almost better than sex. But, But I enjoy the camaraderie with other artists, man. It's just like, people understand what we understand what each other go through. You know what I mean? It's just more like one of them phases, like, am I really meant to do this? You know what I'm saying? And I came out, publicly because I feel like, being real, I'm a real dude, man. I'm not one to broadcast, anything about my personal life on Facebook and all this other stuff. But when it comes to something like art or something that's public, that's accessible, I feel like, hey, I can share this. You know what I'm saying? I got to be a human being about this. All that old fake superstar shit and all that, that's not me. I don't feel like, I have to front. If I'm having a not-so-good day, I might not let everybody know, but, and give you an inkling that, hey, I'm human. Everybody's human. So these people that we consider stars, thank God I didn't develop a hellacious drug habit or, a heavy drinking problem or, wanting to kill myself and all this other crazy nonsense. But, it's just me. But I feel you on that. Very positive words, man. Very encouraging. I appreciate you for reaching out,
No problem. No problem, brother. Just keep your heads up. And I'm going to do more even to support you. Just let me know.
No problem, man. Just, I feel supported already. LaQuest already want to put me in the Betty Ford Clinic for virtual artists, non-athletic.
Why I gotta be there? Why you gotta be making jokes? I'm trying to help you out, brother. I'm trying to help you out, okay?
I call it the virtual Betty Ford Clinic without the alcohol treatment.
All right. I'm telling you, it works, though. It's always good to have other minds in the mix, But anyway, folks, thank you so much, Mary. Thank you so much, Erna. I hope I'm not mispronouncing it. Thank you, Rico, and all those supporters that's out there wanting to support Mr. Lowry himself, including myself, to 225. Shout out to you. So, Lowry, your fans out there, they're concerned, what you're going through. So, hope you reconsider and just think about it, or try a different avenue. But I can't wait for the mixtape to drop. I definitely want to hear some more tunes on it. Now, speaking about your erotica, I'm coming on tomorrow night with a brand new show called Crushing After Dark.
Oh, really?
Crushing After Dark. Same time, same place, just a little bit more sassy or sexy to it. And it is the day before Valentine's Day. So I know you're going to call in and share something raunchy for me, right?
Oh, well, since you asked me, I do that, That's a part of the first treatment in the virtual Betty Ford Clinic,
Right. Yes, it is.
Yeah, of course. I can't say no to you. No.
You better not.
You have supported. I'm gonna tell you about LaCresha. LaCresha has been supportive of me since day one, and she didn't even have to. She went online and bought my, downloads, and she a DJ. You don't really have to do that. All you got to do is just take the music and play it, and hopefully other people buy it. But she went. She took it upon herself and did it.
Yeah, that's hard.
I don't think I got a chance to really thank you enough for that. Not so much because you did that, but because, you liked it enough to do that. And I appreciate that. That meant a whole lot to me. We've been cool ever since, So, yeah.
Yeah, I was, am a big supporter of those that are doing something and I like it. And you was doing something and I like it. I definitely was feeling that Poetic Love album because that's the one I bought. So I'm down to the last 5 minutes of my show. I had an awesome show. Let me give a shout out to Mr. Chevy, my featured guest tonight, Diamonds. Remember to visit their website, www.diamondsareforever, D-I-E-M-E-N-S. They are out of Canada. And they're doing big things. They got their first EP that dropped in September. They got a new single that's about to drop. They got videos out there. Just check them, Google them. They're on all the social media networks. Mr. Lowry, who was a last-minute addition, but he was much needed. He was much needed on this show. Mr. Lowry, I'm wishing you the best of luck. I can't wait to hear your mixtape. And I will definitely support you the best way I know how. Hopefully you'll call in tomorrow with some erotica. I have special guest co-host. Hopefully she's still there. Lashay Jones. She got something she wants to tell y'all. And I got something I want to tell y'all. So we got a whole lot of announcements tomorrow or Crushing After Dark. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 Central Standard Time, 805-830-8320 is the number to call. Visit us at www.fullfantasyradio.com. Y'all need to like my fan page. I need to get to 500 before the show tomorrow. I'm at 482, so please go like us. Facebook.com/WRPF Radio. If y'all don't like us and I don't get 500 by tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and I can't make my announcement because therefore it's null and void, and I don't want to be null and void.
See how people do you, the crush? That's what I'm talking about.
No, they don't do me no way. That's all right. I got my people. So I know I'm going to get to 500. I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a I'm going to do a petition for you. That's all I'm going to do. We're going to do an online petition. I'm gonna get 500 virtual signatures not to quit. I'm lying. But anyway, folks, any last minute shouts, Larry? How can we get your new single, Fall in Love? Where can we find out about this mixtape? Give us all that information, sir.
Go to reverbnation.com/Larry. Falling in Love is a free download, $3.99. So if you like it, you can download it for free, put it in your MP3 or iPod or whatever it is you like to listen to. The Poetic Love album is still available, www.larie.bandcamp.com. And I also got a site, my own website coming soon where you can purchase the album, the physical CD, as well as follow me on Facebook.com/LarieDEdwards, L-A-R-I-E, and join the Larry Edwards fan page. I'm going to ride this to the, you know, this year, you know, with it being the last and all, I'm going to still ride it to the wheels fall off, you know, I enjoy it and stuff like that, you know. So, you know, and also follow me on Twitter.com/SoulOfLarry, even though I think Twitter is awesomely boring. But I still do it anyway. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got that 90-second mark in my ear all loud and crazy. Thanks to everybody that tuned in and showed support to Mr. Lowry. Hopefully, I can get him to my support network. It's only $8.95 a month. www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org. Go check it out if you are. That's right. If you're an entrepreneur, if you are at your wit's end, or you're looking for a different outlet, or you're looking for a different vision, join us. We're awesome people. it's helped me. You know, I was giving up Phone Fantasy Radio, but as you see, I'm still here. I haven't gone anywhere yet. So it's definitely something, a different avenue to look into. Once again, that website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. And adios. Good night. How about that?
A special announcement from La Crush Hearts.
Hey, it's La Crush Hearts, executive producer and creator of Foam Fantasy Radio.
On air four nights a week, I will bring you the best in adult entertainment. Tune in for the Monday Night Jukebox or Musically Inclined. And Tuesdays, it's always thickly packed and full of flavor and the honey sweet. Wednesday nights, be bold, be brave, with special guest interviews on the Fantasy Limelight. And finally, on Thursday, let's have sexy talk on Crushing After Dark. That's right, join me Monday to Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Listen live by phone at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Visit us online, www.foulfantasyradio.com.
So, Lucas Hart is a holy fan. Super fluffy, flirty miss. From entertainment to enlightenment, this show you don't want to miss. Honey, freak of fantasy, limelight. Musically inclined, crushing out the dark. FantasyRadio.com 805-830-8320. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern.
Many businesses fail before they are started, from the lack of resources or something as simple as not having a plan. We at Dreams Woven Support Network are here to guide you and help you sharpen your vision as you move forward in business. The time is now for you to create the life you want and to leave a legacy that your family can be proud of. To discover just how $8.97 a month will be the best investment you make for your business, we invite you to listen to a free call at www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org.